This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman Lin and Kelvin. And we have Sean Tanis in the studio with us for the market wrap. So the Malaysian Aviation Commission, or MAVCOM, has released their consumer report, which shows that the number of complaints that they received dropped in the first half of this year. MAVCOM also successfully resolved and closed 99.3% of the 810 complaints that they received during this period. Positive news, I guess?
Yeah, so I think the positivity level is about 5.6% because that's the reduction from the 860 complaints that were lodged last year. So the biggest contributors were the airlines at about 800. Only 12 complaints were against the airports themselves, and Malaysia Airlines is the top of the list with 413 complaints, followed by AirAsia at 183 and Malindo. Having said that, AirAsia and Malindo both recorded a decrease in the share of complaints at this time. So among the top three issues faced by customers were mishandled baggage, all our problems, and then processing of refunds, and also online bookings. But as you said, thankfully MAVCOM has resolved and closed about 99% of all the complaints received.
You know, I would like to know, right, do you guys think that if something were to go wrong with one of your flights, MAVCOM would be top of mind for you?
No. I think I would complain like to the front desk of the airline first.
Right? And then, yeah. But how long after that, if it didn't resolve, do you think you would go to MAVCOM? Because I was just thinking, like, I don't know if we are necessarily representative of the average Malaysians in that we have talked about MAVCOM quite a bit recently. And even then, I don't know if I would have, if I were faced in an airport frustrated, my bag is lost and I've been here for a few hours now, or it's been a few days and I haven't heard back, I don't know if I would have thought of MAVCOM. So I wonder how the communication is going in terms of telling people, hey, you know, you can talk to us.
Yeah, I wonder about that. But it's like, you see, like, these are 800 people who actually feel aggrieved or who were really upset and went to MAVCOM. So I guess the actual number of mishaps that happened could be more, and they resolved it at the front desk or at the, you know, at the company level.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
800, I think, is still a lot. Still a lot.
Yeah.
Have you guys complained to MAVCOM? Would you complain to MAVCOM? Would it be top of mind for you in terms of trying to resolve things? I'd like to know. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, while we're talking about complaints and being bad news bears, there's also some bad news today for Malindo Airlines, who suffered a massive data breach. And from what I gather, the personal details of millions of passengers have been leaked over the last month. What's going on?
Yeah, so this involves both Malindo and its Indonesian parent company, Lion Air. So they found out about the breach last week, and the data leak reportedly included passport details, home addresses, and also phone numbers of passengers. But the exact number of people affected is still unknown at this point. And Malindo also released a statement assuring customers that it didn't store payment details on its servers. So, you know, they also advised passengers who had Malindo Miles accounts to change their passwords if they have used identical passwords on other online services. So as we speak, they are investigating the case with Cybersecurity Malaysia.
Now, moving on to Bursa, IHH Healthcare were among the top gainers on the KLCI today. Sounds like it was a good day for them.
Yeah. So the shares rose about, after the proposed acquisition of Prince Court Medical Centre for about 1 billion ringgit. So the purchase will be funded with a combination of, you know, internal funds and also bank borrowings. And analysts are saying this is expected to drag down the group's earnings in the immediate term. But in the past 1 year, the shares have appreciated over 14%. And at close today, they rose 6 cents at 5 ringgit and 75 cents.
Sean, thank you for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.